Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
This arena will be the newest, most high-tech, best fan experience in the world.
Chinatown's future has never been more vulnerable in my lifetime.
This is what we've been fighting for, right? Black businesses and organizations to be at the table.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and that proposed new 76ers arena in Center City continues to be a focus in City Council. There were more hearings this week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb covered them, and she joins us now. And Pat, we actually spent the first couple segments of the show talking about SEPTA, and that was the focus of hearings on Tuesday, correct?
Yes, SEPTA officials testified they had their own dedicated panel because the entire arena plan hinges on at least 40% of fans taking mass transit to events. And that's the 76ers plan. That's not anything the city came up with. The Sixers say 40% of attendees have to be on SEPTA. Otherwise, the gridlock will be so bad, people won't go to the arena. So SEPTA's assessment of what they can do is really vital. And we were getting little hints that they were projecting costs for additional service that the Sixers were skeptical of. And so people were anxious to hear from them.
And what did SEPTA have to say?
Well, they produced an e-consult report that estimates that the construction phase alone will cost SEPTA $32 million. So the Sixers want to take the roof off the station and then add extra supports for this much heavier structure above. And SEPTA's attorney pointed out that to do any of that, they need federal approval, because federal funds were used to build Jefferson Station and renovate it. And so any changes have to be reviewed by the Federal Transportation Administration.
FTA must determine that all eligibility criteria are satisfied, including economic benefits and transit benefits.
And then once that's all done, eConsult estimates SEPTA will need 20 new regional rail trains and 5 new bus routes to accommodate these events. And that's going to cost about $20 million a year. And SEPTA was quite clear it does not have the money for that.
The reality is that SEPTA simply cannot assume these new costs within the framework of its operating budget.
How did council absorb this testimony?
Well, it kind of depends on where they stood on the arena. There are 3 declared opponents, and there are 6 members that have made it pretty clear they're cheerleading for the arena. And then some members seem genuinely torn. So members that support the arena were skeptical of SEPTA's figures. Councilman Mark Squilla, the sponsor of all the arena legislation, says the city can't ask the Sixers to pay for additional service. They're going to have to work it out some other way. While opponents like Jeffrey Young or undecideds like Jamie Gauthier, they said, no, the Sixers have to pay for that extra service. So the legislation can move ahead without resolving this, but it's got to be dealt with at some point.
Past the hearing focusing on SEPTA, we also had public testimony begin this week. And what were some of the things you heard there?
A lot of hyperbole. And that ranges from catastrophic thinking on the part of opponents.
This is not just disruption. This is not just construction. This is destruction.
And for supporters, it's the opposite. It's super optimistic.
Keeping this iconic team in Philadelphia is not only a win for the city's sports fans, but also a bold step towards driving economic growth.
Estimates of the jobs that will be created and how high wages will be and all the ancillary development it will spur. But that's true of most of the stakeholder panels, too. And one thing that emerged in the last couple of weeks is that council and city officials, they think the arena is a good idea. But they are worried about Chinatown, and they want to figure out a way to make it work without hurting Chinatown. So they want Chinatown to tell them what they can do. But the opponents are completely unwilling to consider that there's anything that can be done short of not building the arena. So they won't consider the possibility that there are problems that could be solved.
We've had a couple of weeks of these hearings and still more to come, correct?
Yes, there's one next week and two in the first week of December. The goal is to have a vote on this legislation before council recesses for the year, which we just learned will actually be December 19th. It had been scheduled for the 12th, but because they couldn't possibly vote on all of the different legislation by the 12th, they're extending for a week.
And do we know what the focus of the upcoming hearings will be, or is that TBD?
That's TBD.
Thank you very much, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us, and we will continue with The Week in Philly in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.